Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 596 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And we have a great question today from Vladimir. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. With ZipRecruiter.com, if you're building your team or looking to fill some positions as you expand your business, you can post your job description to 100-plus job sites with just one or two clicks. This includes social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all, again, with a single click. You can find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once, and you'll see qualified candidates roll in to your easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office or anything like that. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire them fast. And, you know, almost a million people or businesses have actually used ZipRecruiter to help them recruit. So right now, you can try it for free by going to ziprecruiter.com/pat. Again, that's ziprecruiter.com/pat. Try it out for free. All right. Now, here's today's question from Vladimir.
Hi, Pat. My name is Vladimir Lugo from vladimirlugo.com. And I have been enjoying your podcast on the run. Literally. Yes. Tennis shoes and headphones included. I've been wanting to ask you this question for a while. I have been following several bloggers for the past 6 months or so, and I see the camp is fairly divided when it comes to the content of their emails. There are basically two groups, those who include the whole text of their latest post and those who include just a description of the post with a link to visit their blog to read the rest. So here's the question. Is it better for me to email full content of posts or to email the excerpt with a link to the blog? That's it. Thank you for the things you do and best wishes.
Hey, what's up, Vladimir? Thank you so much for the question. It depends on what you're sending in terms of, is it a broadcast email that you personally write and you're sending the full excerpt? Or what I'm assuming you mean is your RSS feed or blog broadcast. So whenever you come out with a new post, people who have subscribed, they get an email notifying them that you have come out with a new post. And the question is, well, do you send them the full thing or do you send them that excerpt and or summary and then drive them back to your website with a click of a link? And really, it's based on your personal preference, Vladimir. There are pros and cons to each. You know, the pro to sending the full text is, you know, a lot of people will subscribe and expect the full text. And they feel like they get your content the way it needs to be. Plus, there are, of course, links within those posts as well. So it's not like people are never going to come to your website if you're doing some good interlinking. So I prefer, when I subscribe for the purposes of reading a post, to read the full post. It's just extra work for people who have to read the summary and click through. And again, it also depends on the expectations that people have when they subscribe. Are you saying, hey, if you want to get notified with a summary of my posts when they come out to you, you can subscribe and you'll get sent a summary. Or if you say subscribe and you'll get the full post sent to your email and then you only give them the summary, well, then that's kind of not going along with what you said and that's not going to feel very good. But for me as a reader, I prefer to see the full post. That's why I subscribe to a few blogs here and there so I don't have to go and visit the sites, although I typically, like I said earlier, end up on their sites in one way, shape, or form or take actions based on the call to actions that are in that post. Now, there's one other thing that I can suggest to you, and that is creating a digest email. And this is something that I've done on smartpassiveincome.com, and it's worked out really well. So I've actually, you know, I do have an email list, and I do send out broadcasts for posts sometimes across the board, across all different segments of my lists. And in that case, I won't even send the full post or a summary. I'll send a personal-looking email, one with copy specific about what that post is about or what that podcast episode is about, and try to get people to click through to read the post. In that case, I want people to click on the website. More often than not, there's a specific reason because I want them to take some sort of call to action, and having them on that page already is going to be very helpful. But that's a blog broadcast where I write it personally and it's meant to drive traffic to that site. Or back to the website. But the digest is a particular segment of my audience who have subscribed to get a weekend digest with specifically summaries of all of the content across all the different mediums or platforms that I post on, blog post, SPITV, and also the blog and also the podcast. And in that sense, it just makes sense that it's the summary and not the full text, because if it was the full text for each of those things, it would be quite a lot of content and a very, very long email. So again, the purpose, getting them to click through. But if I have people subscribe to the RSS feed, I would prefer, and this, I've changed it over time. I'm experimenting, continually checking out to see what works best. So if it's otherwise, then you might be part of an experiment or whatever. But I typically like to send the full posts for individual blog posts that get sent out. So I do have a handful of people who are subscribed to my FeedBlitz email, which is one that people could subscribe for way back in the day that will send out or should be sending out full text posts because that's what they subscribe for at that time. But anyway, Vladimir, I hope that answers your question. And again, I think it just is up to you and what you feel is best, or you might even want to survey your audience to see what they like best. And I thank you for listening to the show, especially while you run. Maybe you can connect with Mark in the previous episode 595, who is actually creating resources for runners too, which is pretty cool. Anyway, thank you so much. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And I also want to thank everybody else out there who's asking questions, because without your questions, there wouldn't be Ask Pat. It would just be Pat, which is pretty much my other show. So Ask Pat, this is all down to you guys. So I really appreciate the questions. Keep sending them in. Head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page, and we'll field those questions and answer some of them here on the podcast 5 days a week. I also want to thank all of you just for your awesomeness, and also Bruce Lee, because he is providing us the quote of the day here. And that quote is, "The successful warrior is the average man with laser-like focus." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.